Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we'd love to talk about what is going on in the news with GMOs and chemicals and water safety. So we're so glad to have Leah Segedy back with us. Today we're going to be talking about Johnson & Johnson as well as a chemical spill in West Virginia. Hello there, Leah. Welcome back.
Thanks, Lisa. I love being on your show. Thanks for having me.
Well, we love having you.
All right, let's get to it, Leah. Let's talk about what's going on with Johnson & Johnson. I heard that they're going to be taking formaldehyde and 1,4-dioxane out of their products by 2015. Is this really true?
Well, actually, it's, yeah, absolutely. So what's happening right now is the Johnson & Johnson has already taken out preservatives and a formaldehyde preservative, which is called Queratinium 15, and then they also took out 1,4-dioxane, and that is fantastic because that came out of No More Tears. So that's the baby shampoo that they have, you know, their leader in baby shampoo, which is huge because now babies all over the United States are not going to be exposed to formaldehyde, which is a preservative that a lot of these companies use, but it is not safe. And the other thing is they also said that they are going to be taking out these additional ingredients by 2015 in Neutrogena and Clean and Clear, which is huge. I think this is great for Johnson & Johnson. I'm commending them for doing this. I think this is fantastic. It's a matter of them listening to consumers. And it was very interesting. They had a quote in the Washington Post, and it basically said, it's not that they think that these ingredients are dangerous. It's that the consumer has changed. So 10 years ago, Johnson & Johnson said that, you know, the consumers didn't care about what the ingredients were. They didn't want to know. They just said, give it to us simple. Don't confuse us. 10 years later today, because of things like social media, the consumers are far more educated. They want to know what the ingredients are, and they want these ingredients out.
I love it. And you know what, you know, I listen to Johnson & Johnson and you hear them talk about how they're a family-run company and how they care. And then I would watch their commercials and I'm like, take your chemicals out. So I love to hear that they're finally doing that. You know, like it's more just like in their advertising. If they really are a family company, why are you giving these families, why even having your own family members using these chemicals, right? So I love that they're doing this and they're taking a step in the right direction. So kudos to them. I agree with you.
That they're listening. That's the great thing is they're listening because this is based on what the consumers have told them. So as we continue to tell them what we think, they will continue to change. So we just have to continue telling them.
Well, Leah, as you know, for those of you who are listening, Leah and I right now, we're going to be having a Twitter party. We're now promoting, or we have a petition out there that we want people to sign to for Procter & Gamble to disclose the ingredients of their tampons and pads. So for those of you who are listening, please, if you go to Naturally Savvy and you type up or search conventional tampons, or you go to change.org and you look up Naturally Savvy PNG, please sign our petition because these changes are happening. And I think like Leah, like you said, they're listening and it's such good news. Because for the first time, companies are listening and change is happening. So please help us have Procter & Gamble disclose their ingredients in the tampons and pads that you're using every single month, ladies, and your daughters are using it and, you know, and people in your family. So please help us. So Leah, let's move on to our next...
And I also think, Andrea, is when they start to have to label these type of things, automatically the consumers are going to be like going, what am I sticking up my hoo-ha? Oh, my God. And so that's going to lead. You know what I'm saying? That's a natural step right there.
Well, that's it. And I think that's why companies like, for example, like Procter & Gamble, they don't have to disclose the ingredients on their tampons and pads because they're considered to be medical devices. And I think that's why they don't want to have to disclose them because people are going to go, what? What's in them? What am I putting in me? Like, what am I putting on me and in me every single month? So I totally agree. And so I think that... You know, the great thing is there are all these organic companies and all these natural companies have full disclosure labeling and they are doing it. So there's no reason these big giants like Procter & Gamble who make Always and Tampax and all these different, you know, tampons and pads, why they shouldn't be having their full disclosure as well. And then going the extra step to remove the chemicals that are in there. So, you know, I agree 100%. All right, let's move on. We have about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the West Virginia chemical spill. Tell us what happened and what's being done and what's going on there.
Okay, so about 2 weeks ago, there was a chemical spill right by the Elk River. And this chemical nobody knows anything about, and it shut down the water for over 300,000 people in West Virginia. So imagine you turn on your tap water, and what comes out of it is this weird chemical water that you can't drink. And now you have to think about cooking for your family, drinking water, bathing, and you can't even bathe in the water. That's what happened to over 300,000 people in West Virginia. They're still being impacted today. The water smells like black licorice, and it's a chemical called, it's abbreviated called MCHM, and 4-methoclohexene menthol. The sad thing is, this is a chemical that we know nothing about. If you look at the specs on what the chemical is, there's about 152 times that it says no data available. Like, they don't know if there's repeated dose toxicity. They don't know if it's carcinogenic. They don't know if there's reproductive toxicity. They don't know anything about this. And so they had to shut down the water for over 300,000 people. And what is basically, because there were 7,500 gallons of it that leaked into the river.
Oh,
how did that
gosh.
Happen? Well, there's something called, there's pink farms all over the United States. And there are these big, huge cylinders that hold chemicals. You know that there's chemicals. Like, they have those little, like, you know, stars on them that have, like, those little
skeletons
that you know it's a chemical. Right. Those are called tank farms. Well, they had tank farm right by the Elk River, and it was ruptured, and it leaked 7,500 gallons of this chemical that they don't understand. This chemical is used to treat coal, so to clean up the coal before they send it into production to do something else with it. That's what this is used for. Well, we don't know what happens when animals or fish or people drink it, and so right now we don't know what the repercussions are. So, and it's going down the Elk River. It's already been into Ohio. I think it's already hit the Indiana. It's like, you know, no way to stop this chemical from going through the water system. The water agencies from those other states, they're trying to do best to stop the contamination. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But what the problem is this just exemplifies our, you know, our chemical laws. There are no protections for us in the United States when it comes to chemicals. We had a chemical law passed in 1976 called the Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976. It was basically created by the chemical companies, and it really doesn't allow the EPA to oversee or regulate chemicals. It does the opposite. It lets the companies run wild and do whatever they want. Because what happened was they approved over 60,000 chemicals that had not been safety tested. There was only 20 of them that had been safety tested out of all the 60,000. And now we have over 80,000 chemicals that are untested that are in our commerce, in our products, in our water,
in
like everything. In our food, everywhere. And if you want to take a look at this, in Europe, over 1,300 of those chemicals that we have approved here are banned in Europe. And so there's a big issue here. That we're being exposed to things that people in Europe are going, what the hell is going on with the Americans?
They're not even. We don't want to come there.
Right, exactly. Right. Like nobody wants to. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why my cousins in Norway, they're like, dude, I don't want to live in the United States because we don't trust that we're safe. Because the second you step onto the soil and live here in the U.S., your cancer likelihood goes up. You know what I'm saying? So
that is
I think there's
crazy.
People afraid to come here. Yeah.
We have about a minute left.
Go ahead.
What I want to do is, so just tell us quickly, who's so obviously is the government responsible? Like, is anybody taking action to clean it up? Like, what's going on really quickly?
Well, there's a state of emergency that was declared in West Virginia. Feds are going in there right now to help with the cleanup. And right now there's a lot of talk about creating real reform on the federal level. So keep your eyes peeled about real reform of chemicals on the federal level, because that is going to have to come to clean up this mess and make sure it doesn't happen again in any other place. Also think about terrorists. It could be a potential terrorist issue. So we got to clean this up. Yeah,
that's a really good point. You know what? You're absolutely right. You know, and it's so scary. And unfortunately, we're out of time for today. But you know what, Leah, as always, we're going to have you back. And we love having you on the show and filling us in on what's going on in the news, because it is our passion. We love to talk about that at Naturally Savvy. So thanks for being on the show, Leah.
Thank you.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.